Welcome to Hard On Podcast, the podcast that's not about length, but how you use it. I am Sean Barnes. Also here today, it's Jay Leonard.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, boyo. What up?
Boyo.
What is this, 185? 184? 184 feels right.
I don't think so. I think this might be 185.
It's either 84 or 85.
Yeah.
So we're on the piash.
Yeah, man.
To 200, the push to 200 episodes.
It's true.
We'll hit it before summer's out.
Well, 15 weeks, we'll say.
15
so 4, 8, 12, it's 3.5 months. It's May, June, July. Yeah, by the end of the summer, middle of August, give or take.
Give or take. Oh, we might time this out just right, that maybe like when we premiere Middletown.
Oh, shit.
We could like
200th
at the premiere, maybe.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And like,
well, now we have a goal.
That could be cool.
That could be cool. Or it could be an abysmal failure.
Sure. It could be.
What are they doing up there? Are they just
Why
talking?
Are they doing? Well, I was thinking like backstage before. That but we could sense. Do it, you know, out in front of everybody. And everybody be like, we don't give a fuck.
Shut up.
Just play the movie our friend is in. That's the only reason we're here.
We're already going to be here for 2 hours.
Ugh. Good thing these tickets were free. Motherfuckers.
Yeah, that would be cool. Maybe we'll do that. You know, as we move closer, we can make some decisions based on that.
Solely on that. We'll have some cast members on.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Yeah, we had one on.
We did.
Yep.
We had Scott on, but it's time for Scott to come back.
Totally time for Scott to come back.
Was Scott on for this one, or was he on for the other one?
He was on for...
Was he right in between?
I think he was in somewhere in between.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed Scott being on.
I enjoyed Scott.
We'll get Justin on, even though he'll hate every second of it.
Dead silence.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
We'd be like, what do you think about that, man? He'd be like, well, I don't know. Yeah, that's fine. All right.
It's fucking hot in here, though, I'll tell you that.
It's 1,000 degrees in here. This is why I wear shorts 365 days out of the year. It was one day it was really cold out, and he had pants on. And I was like, hey, finally. And he's like, oh, I had a job interview today. I was like, oh.
Yep.
Has nothing to do with the fact that it's negative 20 out. And he's like, no. I hate wearing pants.
Great. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember walking out of the hotel one time. That one time we shot at the hotel and we came out and it was like real snow. Like
we
were having real snow.
We were like, oh, shit.
And he's just he's rocking a pair of shorts.
Doesn't even feel it.
Doesn't feel it. It's got no feeling.
Wears a coat.
Yeah,
does wear a coat.
He's not crazy.
He's not a psychopath.
He's the first person I've ever met that I haven't had a visceral react, like a real angry. Vulgar reaction to that, because usually when I see that shit,
you mean like anybody you've met that wears shorts all the time?
Yeah. Usually I see it like I'm driving somewhere in this town and I'll see some lunatic wearing a pair of shorts and like a WAP top, and it's February, and I'm like, dude, what do you have to prove right now? What are you doing?
He's
like, oh, I don't feel cool. Of course you don't. Of course,
my body runs hot.
Yeah, you're the one. You're the one. Yeah. Okay, I understand. You're an idiot.
Got a real hot furnace. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, then I met Justin and realized that, you know, he works hard and he really gets warm. And who the hell am I?
Who are you to tell him what to wear?
He's working harder than me. So
100%.
You know, what am I supposed to say? Wear some long pants?
See, in the summer, I'll wear shorts like exclusively. But that makes perfect sense to me.
It's shorts season.
Short season. Got a real short season this year. Is that the season where you wear like short really shorts? short? No, I'm just saying it's not as long as the other seasons in which we don't wear shorts.
People often say I wear long shorts. I don't know when short shorts were fashionable, but I think we can all agree that was a mistake.
I think there was a time that's just what shorts were.
Yeah, sure.
It wasn't like that they were more fashionable than anything else. I think
that's just shorts.
I think those were just shorts.
Yeah.
And one day people were like,
ew.
Yeah. The bad boys at Michigan State decided that we would wear long shorts.
That's what it was. It was the Fab Five.
Yeah.
I don't like that they're starting to bring back the short shorts in the NBA a little bit.
Some of them are too short. Like, there was a time like Iverson-ish time.
Yeah.
The shorts were too long. Like, let's be real. Like, how could you comfortably and properly play basketball when shorts that baggy? I mean, he did it. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying it seemed like uncomfortable.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 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 I do.
But like, and I think that there's almost like a push now to go back to the short shorts, and it's like almost too, now it's just like, now you're just going out of your way.
Yeah.
To wear short shorts. Just wear the regular shorts.
Yeah, it seems like it must be correlated to the really tight pants,
mm-hmm.
like the hipstery movement with the tight pants.
Skinny jeans.
Skinny
right?
jeans yeah. And really tight shirts and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't even say that they're short shorts. I would say that they're tight shorts.
They're a little short and they're a little tight. They're above the knee and they're tight. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what's happening. But then, you know, LeBron pushed back. Was that a couple years ago when he tore his jersey because he couldn't shoot or his jersey ripped? Or
oh,
whatever.
Yeah, he's because like, they...
uncomfortable.
They...
Just give him a little room, man. Like, let him breathe a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know? But that shit, like, we know that they're all jacked. We get it.
Yeah, y'all are in very good shape.
Yeah. That's what you get paid to be in very good shape all year round and play mm-hmm. basketball. I'm sure you want to wear a t-shirt you can run around in. Don't be crazy.
But at the same time, they can wear what they want, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Look at the way they dress.
We're a progressive podcast here.
They're asking for it.
Say whatever. Yeah. Well, he was asking for that to happen.
Did you see how DeMar DeRozan was dressed?
That became a thing, too. Oh, let's not turn this into a fucking another.
Sportscast!
Sportscast! NBA countdown.
Dun, dun. I was wondering if you were going to finish that off.
No, but like that's just like a thing now that for basketball players wear like ridiculous fucking outfits and shit to their press conferences.
It's the worst.
I mean, they can do what they want, I guess.
It's the worst.
Is it?
Yeah.
How it's is the it worst. The worst?
Russell Westbrook is the worst. It's the worst. Stop wearing a goddamn half shirts. Stop that shit. You look like an idiot. You know you look like an idiot. You're fucking crazy. Can you just do the thing where you just dress like a person? Are you walking around in that shit? And if you are, fucking, you gotta stop. You gotta stop. You just stop. I'm sorry. I know. Everybody's a fucking, everybody's special. Everybody can do what they want. But man, come on. At some point, you got to be like, dude, what are you doing?
You've never had people in your life ask you why you do certain things? Like, and you're like, whatever, I just like it.
Yeah, sure. A fucking Sassoon shirt, half shirt from 1984 was never one of those things. He's got to stop that shit. And he's not the only one. There's some motherfuckers that you wouldn't expect. You see all these dudes in your uniform, you're going to be, and you go like, hey, who's going to show up at the fucking, to the game tonight dressed like Bugs Bunny? And you would not guess it was one of these guys. Somebody always does. Somebody always comes up dressed like Bugs Bunny. Somebody always comes fucking dressed in like a deflated fucking hot air balloon. Somebody comes with like a fucking Bjork dress with a fucking bird. It's a contest. LeBron James showing up with a glass of wine and shorts with a suit jacket, like mm-hmm. but it's like a short suit.
Guys, oh yeah, I'm with the short suit.
Come on.
No, I'd fuck with a short suit.
Of course.
I'd be like, yeah, I can wear shorts and a suit. I'm into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely into it. How's your week, though?
My week, I was sick all week.
Yeah, you told me that.
It was bad.
And I just told you, like, what, a week or 2 weeks ago? I was like, you're sick more than anybody I know.
And I'm not.
And now all of a sudden.
It was the same sick. It's the same sick.
Coming and going.
I know.
Do you have something wrong? Like, is there a thing? Do you have, like, a thing?
A thing?
Yeah.
Like an immune deficiency?
Maybe.
Do I have AIDS? Are you asking me if I have AIDS?
I am asking you if you have AIDS.
I am negative, as far as I know.
As far as you know.
Yeah. Oh, I was worried about that. One of the best days of my life was when all the tests came back clean for my daughter. I was like, yes! That means I'm clear. I'm telling you, I get sick once a year. And this is it. This is that sick once a year. Happened last year. I got a sinus infection. It happened this year. And now I'm just right now, like as we speak, I'm just starting to feel like a human being again. And it was a week, like end to end. It was a week. And it was miserable. Super bad. I felt like shit all week, you know, like tons of sleep and just being a zombie. And I just fucking hate it. I hate it. But that being said, there's nothing better than starting to feel better after being sick.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like there's a little piece of me right now that feels kind of like a superhero. And this is just me operating at a very low frequency, but But shit, man, I'm like, yeah.
There was a day last week where I had like a little bit of a headache, and I like sat down for a while and I drank some. I got some caffeine in me.
Sure.
You know, and I kind of rested for a bit, and then I stood up, and I felt like okay. And it was like the most incredible feeling, like to just not have a headache.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm all right.
Yeah.
What?
I did it.
Everything's right. Everything's great.
I'm going to make it through the winter.
Yeah. There's so many like little things like that. Like in, you ever like break a finger or something stupid like that, or like hurt your wrist or something. Yeah. Like, and then you're just like, man, and you like really don't realize how often you use that finger or like your wrist or some shit.
Oh shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a day a couple of years ago where I literally woke up in the morning and I couldn't bend my right wrist. I don't know what the fuck happened. Huh. And I never had a problem with it before. I haven't had a problem with it since. And I remember just being like, I literally can't. Like, I could move it. It wasn't, like, broken or anything.
It's really hurt.
But it hurt so bad. And I just remember being like, holy shit. Like, is this a thing now? Because it's not like I fell and hurt it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just woke up and I was like, what?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, this is my life now. That's what I was thinking. Like, this is how I live now.
And it would atrophy. You have one little tiny wrist, one little weak tiny wrist.
And I like I went to work that day, and I had to be like, I have to leave.
You had to type with a pencil in your mouth
because I was seriously like, I can't do this. And at the time, I was in sales, so I was like writing shit a lot. And I'm like, I can't. I literally can't do this. So I went to like urgent care.
And the guys in the garage watched you walk out. Sean hurt his wrist.
Sean hurt his wrist.
Look at this little bitch made motherfucker walking out, holding your wrist. Like, guys, I can't. It hurts. Those guys are busting their knuckles. With
guy with an eye patch and stuff.
Feel better, Sean.
He's a good guy, though. I hope he's a good guy. He's a little bitch.
A little soft. A little soft.
But I mean, yeah, good kid. Yeah. Good kid, but God, he's just really a bitch. That's all I'm going to say. If he ever came home with my daughter, I'd fucking kill him.
I'd murder both of them.
I would
bury both of them right there. Wouldn't be tough for him. I imagine you throw a punch at him, it'd be like hitting a pat of soft hot butter. Just goes right through.
I think I would accidentally kill the man, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but probably with a handshake. I bet you if I shook hard enough, I would snap vertebrae all the way from his tailbone up to the back of the base of his skull.
I think if I didn't shake his hand soft enough, I would pull his entire arm away from his body.
Yeah. In which case, I'd be forced to beat him to death with it.
Well, of course.
Because that was a bridge too far.
And why my daughter came home with him in the first place, I have no idea. Oh, what's that, honey? Oh, it was a joke.
Oh, that makes sense. I knew.
That makes perfect sense.
I knew. Ugh. Anyway, good luck, Sean. I hope you feel better.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go plow your ma.
Hard.
Really hard.
Really.
Fellas, come in here. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you how to do this right. Get the kids. Rocco.
Yeah, Dad.
Come watch me fuck your mother.
Come hold down your old lady while I put one to her. Ah, that one-eyed Pete. He's a real treat.
See that, son? See what I'm doing now? Wait, hang on. Where's your paper? Why aren't you writing this down?
Ew.
See, we were just talking about how kids are watching incest porn.
Yeah.
And
off mic for some reason.
Off mic, yeah. For some reason, how kids are so into incest porn now.
Well,
for some
I don't
reason.
Understand it.
That's
if you are a young adult and you're listening to this, can you shoot us an email or a tweet or something and tell us what it is about that that's remotely appetizing? Because like I know that some of the cases are, you know, it's stepsister or stepmother and shit like that.
Right.
But it's still fucking weird. It's just
and
weird.
And I can like, oh, this is going to make me sound like a piece of shit, but like I can wrap my head around that. Like steps, like fucking Cruel Intentions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so like I can wrap my head around why there are people like that are into that. But it's like, but it's straight up incest pornography or what people Gross. Are into now.
Yeah. What's next?
I don't know if we can go any farther.
Oh, right? We can definitely go farther. We definitely will go farther. The
what
question
do you think?
Is where does it go? I don't know. Like ISIS videos?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like actual rape videos and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah. Like real snuff films. People getting murdered.
Actual snuff films.
Dude, I mean, you can really see, you can really see anything.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's like there's an ass for every seat. That's not the point. The point is that right. when it's a top...
It's commonplace.
It's like a most requested, frequently hit
right.
category.
Like you hit the search bar, it's the first thing that yeah. comes up.
Yeah. Throw on girl. Did you mean father, daughter? No, fuck no, 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 no.
Did you mean girl on grill?
Did you mean...
because she is on fire.
On fire!
Do you like the smell of burning flesh?
Oh, God. Come on, grill. There's the title of the show this week. What do you mean, girl on
grill? Oh, all right. Girl on girl. I think you meant girl on grill.
That's definitely what's coming next.
That's what it's going to be.
Branding,
it's going to be
a video of branding and shit. And
yeah. Like actual. Oh, my God.
And it's all out there.
It's there
just,
now.
It's just, it will become the most.
And it was like
popular.
Some underground weird shit that, like, you get, like,
you have
a group
buy.
Of guys together, and you're like, listen, man, hey, yeah. check out this weird ass video.
I bought this VHS tape in an alleyway in Philadelphia.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. From a guy who I had to show, like, two hard boiled eggs to. You know, it was like, a,
right.
like, I had to show him the high sign and shit.
Yeah,
and,
I had to give him a picture of my pinky toe.
Right. And then pay in bicentennial quarters. Yeah. And
it took me 13 years.
yeah.
So here, once I finally got
so
him,
here we are.
He, what was funny was I didn't have to go to that alley in Philly to find him. That just happened to be where I was when I found yeah. the last bicentennial quarter.
right.
He appeared. he just arrived in front of me as if he had known.
So anyway, here's 14 seconds of a girl having sex with a guy while getting branded. And isn't that weird?
And everybody's like, holy shit, that is weird.
Yeah.
And that's what was interesting about it. It was like, wow, you don't see that shit.
You don't see that every day.
That's weird. Do you remember steakandcheese.com?
No.
Oh, my God, man. It was just an image fucking hosting site, and it had the most bizarre, intense, hardcore shit.
Yeah.
Not just porn. Like everything, and I think yeah. Yeah, I think you know what I mean about like there are sites like this out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like what's out there now? There's fucking like, E-Fucked, right?
Yeah.
And what's the other one? Inhumanity, and that okay. shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like this was like early on, and it was literally just like, I remember like my mom would go to bed and I'd be like up in the computer. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go on this fucking website, and there would just be like, you hit the top. List because like there would be like four or five new pictures uploaded that day, and I'd be like, all right, let's see some weird shit, and then eventually you find your limit. Like that's how I think that's what it is. Like that's the game we play. It's we're like, what is my line? Where is my line? What is my line?
Yeah.
And like I don't know, man. I remember that first time like we when we realized, holy shit, this is the world we live in. There was that first beheading video that was fucking everywhere because that journalist got beheaded.
Daniel Pearl.
Was that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember watching that thinking like, oh shit, this is that video.
Yeah, it's coming off a lot slower than I thought that it would. It just kind of saw on.
That fucked me up.
Yeah, that was your line?
That was my line. Yeah. Like my friends and I were talking about it to the point where I was like, listen, I saw it. You don't want to see it. And then they're all like, yeah, no, we do. I'm like, but then I became like this curator of this
yeah
of this
you're
video.
Like you're like Red Skull in fucking Infinity War
right
like with the soul
yeah,
stone
with
like,
the soul stone yeah. I was like listen
a soul
I can,
for a soul
yeah I
this
can,
isn't free
yeah I can show you the yeah. beheading video
a heavy price you will pay
yeah but you will not be the same
right
and I remember literally being they were like no man we want to see it we want to see it. We like I was like and who am I right.
Who are you?
Who am I to not?
They're going
to
see it somewhere.
Yeah. But it was also something about being like the one that could be like, all right, this is where it is, man. This is how you got to see it.
Yeah.
I just remember like hitting play and walking out of the room. I was like, I watched it already. I'm not watching it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's my line.
You saw
what
it
I mean?
Once.
Like I can't watch videos of people dying, man. I know that's a thing that's out there.
Yeah.
There's a whole corner of the internet.
No, I have a friend that loves
that
it.
I can't.
That's what he watches exclusively. Yeah.
Like I don't watch.
I'm at a point now where I don't watch anything. I will see things. I will see like descriptions on Reddit. You know, I'll get like in a thread hole and then somebody will be like, and this is fucked up. And then like somebody will ask for a link and then they'll show the link. And I just back away. Like, I don't even have the curiosity anymore. I don't care anymore.
Right.
I just, there's nothing I want to see.
What is it about that? Like, there's a, you know, it's not, but like, what if they were like, oh, check out this funny video. You'd click on that.
Yeah, but you, I you, won't.
So inten- you're, I'm saying not in- you're not interested in anything.
Like right. I'm not intentionally trying to shock myself anymore or find my limit anymore. Like, I don't care anymore. I've seen some truly awful shit. And I don't want to anymore. Like I feel like I have enough of it inside me, and you can't purge that shit.
Right.
And the only way to purge it is to like show it to somebody else, and it kind of takes like the top layer off, but you'll never get to the bottom. It's always going to stain you. So I'm just kind of done with it, you know? There's a morbid curiosity phase, and then you just go like, yeah, just I don't know.
Well, yeah, you hit that point where you're like, "Oh my god, what's out there?" You know what I mean? And
yeah, but then the answer is everything.
Literally everything.
And you just move on from it, you know? I'm good. I'm cool. It's fine. You guys have fun with your weird shit. I'm just going to – I'll be back here like an old man going like, I remember when I used to see pictures of boobies on the internet.
Shut up, Grandpa.
Oh, but boobies.
We're watching this one guy wrap his dick around another guy's dick. Oh, you mean like a snake around a branch? No, idiot. Stupid fucking grandpa. Stupid. He's opening his dick hole up and wrapping around this other guy's dick.
It's like bacon wrapped scallops.
Oh.
For what purpose? I don't understand.
To get an achievement on Fortnite. Grandpa.
You fucking idiot, grandpa.
Stupid fucking grandpa.
Stupid idiot, old ass, nearly dead grandpa.
I killed Nazis.
Yeah, it's a different world.
Yeah.
In which we live. But what's funny is that there's this weird juxtaposition, okay? I heard a story today, and we're like 3 weeks behind in podcasts, so this will be like a hilariously old story that everyone will have forgotten about in the news cycle.
Oh, okay, good.
But
I'm thinking about starting two for Tuesdays and uploading two at a time on Tuesdays.
So this chick from one of those 16 and Pregnant shows.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Her husband shot their dog.
Oh,
it,
shit.
It nipped at their baby, and it was a French bulldog, a little tiny dog.
Little thing.
And it nipped at the baby, didn't leave a mark, didn't break the skin or anything. Yeah. Just nipped at it. So he took it.
Baby's fine.
So he took it out back. And I don't know how old the baby is. The baby might be 10. I don't know. But the baby, like, their child, you know? And the guy took the dog out back and shot it. And everybody's going nuts. So, A, I'm on their side. Fuck this guy. This isn't the Wild West anymore. And it's not like you had some rabid...
It's not like the dog had rabies.
Rabid pit bull who was like a threat to the neighborhood and was like snapping.
Exactly.
It was a bulldog, a French bulldog that probably weighed 6 pounds. And you took it outside. And this guy looks like that prototypical, like he's got like a long beard.
Homeboy wanted a reason to shoot something.
He wanted one of the bullets in the clip in his pocket to matter. You know, like that one did something good, you know, and he's going to be the guy that was like, fuck it. No, I was raised this way. If a fucking dog gets unruly, you got to put it out. You got to put it down. And that's how it works. It's not Tombstone, Arizona in fucking 1850. Mm-hmm. You're a lunatic. Bring it to the SPCA, whatever. Do something. Yeah. Don't, this is not okay. But the people who are up in arms like, this is not okay, those are it's the same demographic who is like,
right.
You see?
No, yeah.
We live in a strange world full of interchanging ideas and hypocrisies. And it's just, it's crazy. This is it. This is the beginning of me being an old man. And we're witnessing it all happen in real time on this podcast every week. I don't get it.
Jay gets old.
I remember eating butt was like a weird thing.
No, it's just normal. Everybody eats butt.
No, it's first base.
Yeah, first base is butt. Yeah, do you think the bases have changed over the years?
They have to.
Like, okay, first base back in the day was just like over the shirt stuff.
No, that was kissing.
First base is kissing.
Second base was booby stuff. Third base was down the pants, and the home run was the whole way.
All right.
Rounding the bases.
Rounding first. I always picture kind of over the...
We didn't break it down until like we didn't have like an old retired ball player waving guys on from the first and third base coach position.
Fucking waving you in.
Hand on his hip, chewing fucking sunflower seeds, a little tiny batting helmet on, waving you in, windmilling you in, holding you up. No, that guy wasn't there. His name was probably Gene. Gene wasn't employed. buddy.
Gene Ironside.
Everybody. All the boys had that really aggressive gene, you know, like that guy was always trying to wave people home.
Waving them in.
But then the opposing team was always holding them off. Like, you're not fast enough for this. Like, stay up. You're going to get right. thrown out. And you're like, it's a fucking.
The second baseman was always right there with the ball in his hand.
Bobbling around in the coin right field. He's got it. It's underneath. He's playing it off the carom. He bobbled it. I can score. And you're like, hold up.
Whoa, hold.
Why am I holding it first? This is ridiculous.
That's a ground rule double.
This is not how you win games. Ground rule double my ass. Fan interference. Sorry. Stay on. Yeah. You got to stay on second.
Oh, that's when their mom comes in.
Yeah. Fan interference.
Yeah. They come away from the wall with their hands up.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know. The ball's gone. What? No. No, I just hit a home run.
Nope.
No, sorry. I bounced off of something.
Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, it's weird.
Yeah, that crazy lady touched it. Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry. But no, yeah, first base is eating ass.
Yeah, so second base is banging somebody in front of your grandparents.
Right. Third base is using the girl's vagina like a fucking puppet.
Yeah.
And like reaching your whole arm in there.
Yeah. And then like home is like slaughtering, you know, a maternity ward.
Together.
Together, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, together as
while
a couple.
In the act of coitus.
Right.
Right.
Of course.
That's how it ends.
Connected at the hip,
mm-hmm.
as they say.
Mm. Connected at the tip.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know.
No, but like, it's, I don't know. I don't know. It's crazy. It's nuts. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I read something today about shaking hands. We were talking about this earlier.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's some kind of, they're talking about banning handshakes, any kind of physical touching at work.
Really?
Yeah. So handshakes and, yeah, I mean, anything, right? Including handshaking and shit mm-hmm. like that. And again, the kids are eating butts, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah. So you were saying earlier, the same generation that is like, hey, guys, we really shouldn't be, you know, no physical contact in the workplace. We shouldn't be touching each other. It's not sanitary, for one, yeah. but you don't want to invade somebody's personal space, you know. But at the same time, if a girl doesn't let me eat her ass on the first day, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They run yeah. Tinder, which is just ostensibly like a glory hole on the internet.
Right, a glory hole on the internet.
I mean, how these are the same people?
Right. Yeah, yeah, same people.
Just be a fucking freak. It's okay. Everybody be a freak. You guys are good. Don't
listen,
worry.
Listen, I understand that just about every hand I shake has had a dick in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I understand that.
And every hand you have shaken, without question, has had molecules of tissue separating it yeah. from poop. Every single hand.
Yeah.
Every hand. And probably pretty recently, if everybody's sort of on the reg.
Yeah.
So
high fiber.
Yeah.
Activia.
Mm-hmm.
Activia.
Boy, they never would have convinced me that Jamie Lee Curtis would have made bank on selling poop yogurt. You know? She used to be so hot.
Like, no, hear me out, man.
Yeah. We'll take a formerly really hot lady, and then we're just going to talk about
good
poop.
Now.
You're bad. Into some old, like, you want to knock some rust off once in a while, and I can yeah. appreciate that. She does. She's a very beautiful woman.
She is.
But I'm talking like Fish Called Wanda, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Sure, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Great googly moogly, Sean Barnes. That thing was... yeah, Total Recall, Jamie Lee Curtis. Mm-hmm. Oh, fucking Halloween, Jamie Lee Curtis.
I like Total Recall, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Sure. Yeah, it's fun. Fun lady. And then, you know, you're like, hey, listen, just hang out for 20 years. It's going to be quiet for a little bit. But when you come back, you're going to be selling yogurt that makes people have to take a poop. You're going to be the face. Every time they picture your face, they're going to picture pooping regularly, though.
Sure.
It'll be a good, solid, regular poop. That's what a weird world. In 20 years, that would be like, all right, every time you see Christina Aguilera.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you're thinking of her.
Yeah, no, I think about that. Like, so there's a commercial for like the Total Gym, which is fucking Chuck Norris, man.
Yeah.
Chuck fucking Norris.
Still doing it.
Still doing it. He's in his 70s or 80s even, possibly.
80s, yeah. I'd say 80s.
And, like, you don't ever... he's still selling the Total Gym, man. Like, and he looks as young as ever.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he dyes his hair and all that shit, and he still has his beard and all that, but, like...
Yeah, but he's our canary in the mine, you know? As long as he's working out strenuously and not dying, then you just keep going. Just keep doing what Chuck's doing.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that sucks about him is that people keep making those goofy-ass Chuck Norris jokes. I mean,
I feel like that's old, though. That's not a thing anymore, is it?
Still going on. Yeah, it still happens.
Really?
Yeah, it's just watered down to, you know, the lady in HR. Right,
yeah, yeah. You know? She also thought the last Jeff Dunham special was hilarious.
Oh, God, she loves...
loves Jeff Dunham.
What's his name?
Gabriel Iglesias.
Peanut.
Oh, that's Peanut. Her Walter.
And Walter is hilarious. Yeah. And then she'll, like, look around a little bit, and she'll be like, I kill you. Yeah, I love that dude.
Oh, and I love the
jalapeno,
Jose jalapeno
On the steak.
Oh, it's so funny,
so good.
I'm not racist, though.
No,
but no,
it's a puppet.
No, it's a puppet. Yeah. How can it be racist? It's not a it's person, felt,
right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like no, that's actually a little. That's all right. You do your thing.
Yeah, you do you.
Nothing against Jeff Dunham.
Oh, everything against Jeff Dunham.
Really?
I don't understand it. I really don't get it. I try to live in the world where I'm non-judgmental.
I'm not
going to
criticize a person for doing their thing.
I know.
He's doing his thing.
Because you're woke, and I am decidedly less woke. I don't understand
you're
Jeff
woke,
Dunham.
Though. You're a woke guy.
I was a woke guy until recently. I don't know what happened, but now I'm a neo-Nazi, evidently, because the world is so woke that I look like a fucking... I'm this close to, like... fastening nooses in here, but I've never changed. I'm still the same guy, but the world is changed now. So everyone's woke and everybody can do what they want to do, but Jeff Dunham sucks dicks. Jeff Dunham is the antithesis of comedy for me. He is the fucking worst. And I feel like when I see Jeff Dunham fans, I have never been like, what? Everyone, I go, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well,
but today I'm at Stewart's Shops, and
free red hot dogs. Let's jump back on that.
We will. And I pull up to the gas pump, and there's this rusted out black 1995 Corsica that's in the middle of two pumps, right? And it's parked at like this almost 90 degree angle, where basically just the ass of it is almost touching the gas pump, and so
right.
It's the worst. I'm like,
there's nothing you can do.
I get so angry. And eventually I jockey the other side, pull my car up and stuff. And the whole time I'm muttering to myself and I'm saying some really bad words.
Mm-hmm.
And I go into at Stewart's Shops and I pay for my gas. And then this guy gets behind me and he's wearing like a super, super, super dirty wife beater, super fucking scuzzed out hat. Uh-huh. This guy is like a dirty sock of a person. He's like a shiny bottom gray.
It's like Pigpen from Peanuts.
He's Pigpen. And in his hand are two Natty Ice 22s.
Uh-huh.
And so I look over at him and I'm like, I go, what the fuck did I say? I said something to the effect of like I don't know, it not being a surprise or whatever. And fucking just like.
Yeah, really hitting on the nose there.
There
Chief.
Was no right, like sent some central casting bullshit. It would be overwrought, you know. It would be fucking. It would be too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into my car and I waited. And sure as shit, that was the guy. It had to be the guy. That's Jeff Dunham. That's a Jeff Dunham fan. There's no question. That guy is just like, I fucking love that Ahmad or whatever his name is, man. He's fucking great. That's my guy. He's a suicide bomber, you know, because he's like a skeleton.
Let me explain this to you.
You don't think he's funny because you don't understand. Let me sit down and explain that Walter is a curmudgeonly old man.
Let me explain this to you.
Yeah. Clearly you don't get it.
Well, it's like when people are like, hey, oh, I love stand-up comedy. I love it. Oh, really? Who do you like? Oh, I love... Gabriel Iglesias,
yeah.
Jeff Foxworthy, Larry the Cable Guy, Jeff Dunham.
Those are the big ones.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of...
I think you just nailed them all. Yeah.
And Carlos Mencia for a while.
You imagine them going to like a Ralphie May show.
Dane Cook's hilarious.
Oh, but old Dane Cook only. Like, man, when he used to walk around the stage pretending he was one of them aliens in the alien movie. Yeah. Oh, man. Sufi?
Superfinger.
Oh, Sufi.
That was like his thing.
Right, Sufi. Right. Superfinger.
Yeah, and people have that in the back of their cars.
Here's the thing with Dane Cook. You know how old Dane Cook's girlfriend is?
Probably like 13.
22.
Ooh, he's like in his 48. 40s. He's 48.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. She's 22. They've been dating since she was 18. Yeah.
That means they were dating before that.
Yeah. I mean, look. Here's the shit with that. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that young girls represent fertility and, you know, sexuality and fucking all, like, I get it. But dude, that's a kid.
Like, that is a child.
You have to look at the age difference.
You were a grown ass man when she was born.
And now that's not to say that I have friends who have a giant age gap,
uh-huh.
right? Which maybe, no, it's about the same, maybe a little bit more, but they were much older when they got together. I feel like, what do you talk to an 18-year-old girl about? That's my, like, what do you connect?
Dude, there was like...
And you could tell me that she's an old soul. You sure. could say that shit.
But what,
but
mean,
at
what
18?
In reality, you're just immature.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in reality, if you're finding that you have things in common with this person, it's because you're living this, like, childish lifestyle, more than likely. Like, we had a girl at work who wasn't even that much younger than me, but, I mean, I'm 30. She was 23.
Yeah.
24. That's 6 years. That's not a lot. You know what I mean?
Those but are like, big years, though.
That, there's a lot that goes on between 20 and 30. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a life-altering moments and shit. So, like, even just the age gap there was...
Yeah.
Her and I did not have certain things. Like, for the most part, we got along and everything, but it was like we didn't have anything to talk about for extended periods of time.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, hey, you remember? No.
Mm-mm.
Hey, did you see? No.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know? No.
I spent a lot of time like that at work, too, asking this one particular girl, like, what she's talking about. I don't even try. I don't even try to act cool or like I know. I just don't care. Like, just what are...
Oh, yeah.
What could what could we possibly talk about? So this 50-year-old is with an 18-year-old, and it just seems like fucking Dane, man. Fucking Dane.
This Dane.
Yeah. But all that being said, I've been listening to him on a few podcasts, and I'm coming around a little bit on the guy.
Yeah?
You know, I hated him for a real long time.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
No, I was the worst. He was the worst.
Uh-huh.
He was the top of the list for me. Like, I didn't like everything about Dane Cook.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, you know, I've been listening to him a little bit on these podcasts, and I'm impressed with the kind of shit that he's talking about. Like, he's really trying to be a better comic. Now, look, this whole comment right here that I'm making could age terribly. Who knows?
Sure.
In a month, it could be like fucking Dane Cook is doing the same shit, pretend to be a velociraptor and shit, right. skulking around the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's interesting to hear him talk, and he's had a pretty shitty run. You know, his parents both died. His brother stole tens of millions of dollars from him.
No shit.
Yeah, his brother was his business manager and stole all his money. And then so he had like all he had left was stocks. So he took those stocks, cashed them in, and used them to rent arenas where he would go and play. And then take that money and use it to rent the next arena and that money. Until,
that's ballsy shit.
Yeah. I mean, you got to respect that.
Yep.
But that being said, he's not really my style. But
sure.
Yeah. Anyway, 18. Yeah. I don't know how the fuck we got on Dane Cook. I don't know. Life is a podcast.
Life is a podcast.
You make me nervous with your phone all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I just want to know where we are.
It just makes me nervous. I don't know why. I get like anxious about it.
All right, I can stop.
You're like, you're always like touching your phone and looking at your watch, and there's always things. I know your watch is buzzing because you're getting a text or whatever, but I'm still like, what the fuck? Like, am I talking too much? Are we going too long?
No,
are you
fucking we're good.
Trying to get the fuck out of here? What's going on?
Yeah, not at all, man. I'm sorry I made you feel that way. Yeah. Maybe we need a clock on the wall in here.
That would be even worse.
I'm not trying to wrap up. I mean, we go hours at a time here if we have to. You know, I mean, we've gone 2-3 hours before. I'm just saying, I like to keep in check.
Sure. 40 minutes. 40 minutes. 40.
Yeah.
You want to wrap it up?
I knew that already.
I know. So hey, your show's done. Your run is done.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah, we did it.
That's awesome, man.
Did it. I did the thing.
You did a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I've sold out every night. You know, it gets to a point where you're like really starting to like understand what you're doing and shit. I'd never done a show that long of a run before, that long of a run of a show.
Yeah.
We did, you know, 12 performances. Yeah. You know, plus a week of dress rehearsals and shit. You know what I mean? So like, and even the last show, I'm like, oh, I should have done this way. You know what I mean? So like you're always learning and evolving and stuff like that, which that's when acting gets fun for me, because you're like, oh my God, how can I really tweak this and make it better? And once I got to that point, now granted, I didn't have this huge role where I can really dive into it and chew it and stuff like that. It was all like little moments of like, how can I really make this moment memorable? How can I make this moment, you know, stand out? And that was fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. There's a scene where I'm supposed to, like, I walk into a room while two other people are having a conversation. It's during a party. And so I walk into the room, and I was like, oh, what should I be doing, though? I'm walking into this room, like, for a while before I need to speak. There's nobody else there. Yeah, so I'm like, I'm just wandering around, like, kind of eavesdropping in what they're saying, you know? And I was like, oh, I'll grab a drink. You know what I mean? There's a drink on the table. I'll grab a drink. And so then I started doing that, maybe like after the first week or so. I was like, oh, I'm going to grab this drink, and it's a prop, you know what I mean? I can make it part of what I'm doing, and I slug it down after I say my one line. It became like a joke, and it was funny, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, okay, cool, I'm fucking piecing it apart, and it's funny. The last day of the show, I come on stage earlier in the scene, and I'm having a conversation with somebody, and I'm out of the corner of my eye, an audience member stands up, right while the play is going on, stands up and takes the drink off the table.
Oh.
Because we were serving drinks. I mean, we were serving, like, so it's understandable that they thought that was there, you know, to take. But the play had started, and no other time leading up to this had that happened, because we'd have somebody that's playing a servant come out and set a drink down in case we were out. If we didn't run out, I would just grab one that was there. But they came out, they set one down before we actually started, and then we started. And like 2 minutes into starting the show, this woman just stands up, and she's like, oh, you know, I'm just going to grab this. I'm like, oh, fuck. And I mean, it didn't, you know what I mean? I didn't need to have it. And
you could have just walked over and took it from her.
Yeah, that would have been funny. Excuse me, ma'am, you need the drinks that you are having in your hands? Get
the fuck away from me.
But no, like the guy who, it was his job to put it out there, he noticed it happen and
he hooked you up.
Yeah, he took care of me.
Nice.
Met some cool people during the show, I will say that. Got to know a couple people. It was really nice. It was really nice to get in. I met a new group of actors, a new group of like, you know, performers and creators in the area. So that was nice to get to. You know, you get to meet these other people that are doing similar things to what you're doing. Yeah. Which
you're
is
familiars.
Really, yeah, yeah.
Sure.
We're tight now, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, it's
always about just expanding your network, you know?
That's exactly it.
Find your tribe and shit. That's cool. Good for you. I'm jealous, man. I wish that I could do stuff like that.
You could.
No, I can't. No. No, that would not be for me. But yeah. I do. I remember the camaraderie and shit, you know, being a kid and drama and shit like that, and
right.
Crucible cast party and all that stuff. So, yeah. So that's cool. Good for you.
No, it's been great.
Good for you.
And but now we can get back to the movie, man. Now it's movie making time.
Yeah,
got a couple shots to get. It's gonna be nice.
I know. I texted you the other day. I was like, hey, man, congratulations on on your run. Can we finish making the fucking movie now?
And we are.
It's perfect. The weather's perfect. I went up to Jeff's and
perfect.
Now we're good. Like now all the snow's gone up there, which is nuts because it's May. And now I can say like, yeah, the snow is gone.
Oh, yeah. Well, it just snowed here last week, man. Nothing Saturday, stuck to the ground, yeah. But, like, it snowed a week ago.
Yep.
And yeah. It's been chilly all week, man. I hate talking about the weather on here, but, like, at the same time, it's been a weird fucking week of weather.
And it's appropriate to talk about because it's kind of like, it's related to what we're trying to do.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Trying to get these shots.
And it's not like we live in fucking Arizona where it was like, well, it was 85 degrees again today.
Yeah.
And dry.
I mean, we waited for the winter to be over to try to get these shots, these outdoor shots. And I was hoping for April, and the play came up. And even if it didn't, it didn't matter because there was snow on the ground the entire month. And now we're in May, and, you know.
Well, and Jeff lives up in the middle of fucking nowhere.
In the mountains.
Where they still have snow in some places. The farther up you go, they still have snow up there.
Yeah.
And it's, like you said, today. What's today, May 3rd?
Yeah.
Shit. They still have snow up there.
Yeah.
Like a couple of the ski mountains are still open.
Like, nuts.
Well, that might be an exaggeration. But you know what I'm saying? Like they still have snow and shit.
Yep. Yep, it's still cold and miserable, and there's snow. I mean, I was up there last week, and I was telling you, I think I told you this. I was driving up the mountain, and the whole way up, I'm like, all right, it's like this is perfect. This looks like it should look because we shot in the fall. You know, in some cases, the leaves were off the trees or falling off the trees or whatever. There's no leaves on the trees yet in a lot of these places. The sky is generally the same kind of grayish color. It's that transition where fall and spring are starting to look alike. Like, this is going to be perfect, man. And then I got right to the spot where he lives. There's an inn across the street, right before. And as soon as I passed it, I looked over into the parking lot and there was a mound of snow. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? That's where the snow started, and I parked in his driveway, and there was snow all over his yard and shit. I'm like, dude, it started right there. That was the first.
That's where the line is.
We found the line, and the line is exactly where we need to shoot this thing. It was stupid. But now it's gone, so we can, like you said, we can wrap up. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Just to finish it up. Lock it up, bitch.
No, I'm excited. I get to have my sexy Kyle beard back.
Yeah.
I trimmed my beard this week. I did it during intermission of the last show because I was that sick of how long my beard was. Yeah.
Huh. But you don't come out in the other act, right? So
no. Yeah, no. I came out for Bows looking different, so that was...
That's funny.
But, you know, there's actually a line in the play where... So my character, his purpose is always trying to pick up women at this party and stuff.
What is my purpose?
So there's a line where I talked to Susanna, we had Hard On Podcast's own Susanna Bourne was on stage, and I have to ask her, like, accompany me to the music room? It was this, anyway. And she leaves with me, and this guy that she's like flirting with and stuff. Yeah, so her and I leave, and
you get it in.
No.
Your guy doesn't get it in the play?
He does not get it in. No. Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe. There's a joke there in between like cast members like that he's like flirting with this one character. Anyway, so there's this other I play the Vicomte, and it's like a French royalty position, like a duke or something, you know what I mean?
Okay.
The same idea. And there's a line where she's like talking to this other guy. She's like, "You haven't talked to me all night. What's going on?" And he's like, "How could I? You went away with the child diplomatist," is the line. And he's talking about me. I'm the child diplomatist. And the last day of the show, he said, "You went away with a bearded diplomatist." And I was like, "You fucking did it." Like, he and I had joked about it since like day one. And he fucking said it.
Isn't
and
that nice?
It was hilarious.
It's a little bit of a tip of the cap. You're like, look, we have a thing.
We have a thing.
We have a little personal joke.
Yeah.
That's kind of how this podcast started for me. That's how this whole thing started for me. Because I remember Jeff being on the podcast. And he was like, "Oh, I'm on this podcast." And I was like, "Who has a fucking podcast? That's crazy. I thought I was the only one that listened to podcasts." So I listened to the podcast and I heard him say my name. And I was like, "Oh my God, he said my name on a podcast." And then, and now it's episode 185.
I should listen back to that. That's got to be awkward as shit. I didn't know Jeff all that well, but I knew him well enough. You know what I mean? That I was like, "Hey,
a lot has changed."
Oh, so much has changed.
Everything has changed.
I know I go back to it all the time, but it's just so funny how like shit works. You know what I mean? And
I'm starting to believe that that whole thing. Jeff's whole philosophy, and it's not just his. He didn't coin it.
He didn't come up with
Jesus.
It.
But he believes in that whole, you know.
Well, the universe.
Yeah, like you are where you're supposed to be and everything happens for a reason. And he's always like, you fucking, you don't believe? You like something will happen, you know. Uh-huh. And particularly, it mostly happens when we're making movies and shit, you know. There'll be some kind of crazy.
Right, something bad will happen, but then it'll turn into like
and it's something
some awesome.
And you'll be like, what the hell? How did that happen?
Yeah.
You know? And every time he was always there going like, you still don't believe? You still don't believe what's happening? You still don't believe? Like making Middletown, we had this one day with the Ronin, the Steadicam. So we had this walk and talk schedule. I know we talked about it before, but that we're every time we say that we're presupposing everybody's listened to every single episode. So I'm going to go through it again. We had this walk and talk schedule between you and Susanna, and the plan was to get this Ronin and a Steadicam for this real smooth shot. Kind of,
for anybody who's unsure, it's like this apparatus. Basically, that you put the camera on, it keeps it from moving and jostling and stuff. It keeps it steady.
Yeah, it's like a nice smooth.
Yeah, drift. So you can walk around and stuff while keeping the camera steady.
Yeah. And, you know, it looks really nice. It's aesthetically pleasing. You see it a lot now. So we had this idea that we were going to do that in Jeff's yard where we shot this.
Right.
It's kind of like a, you know, it's grassy. He lives on a mountain, so it's grassy and there's like a little hill, and you know, it's not very even terrain for us to kind of set up a wheelchair or anything.
Right, which we had done before.
So we had this idea that we were going to ask to borrow a friend of ours, a guy who we worked with in the past and shit, has a Ronin, and we were gonna ask him, and all this shit happened.
Just logistically, it didn't work out.
Yeah. We were way too far away from him, blah, blah, blah. It didn't work out.
No one's fault. It just didn't work out.
Right. So we end up there on the day, and we're kind of faced with this challenge of, okay, how are we going to shoot this, you know? And Sean and I are talking with Justin, who's shooting the movie, and we're talking about, well, maybe we'll like set up on sticks and then just have them kind of slowly walk in the frame. And there's these different ideas that we're kind of kicking around and breaking it up and shit. But I really like this idea of them, you know, kind of drifting through the frame when we lost it, and it was kind of depressing for a second. Mm-hmm. And then out of nowhere, Avery.
Wild card Avery.
It was like this kid who we have on set who's running sound.
Yeah.
It's just like, I have a Ronin in my car. Why?
Dude, what? Just had one in his car.
Why do you have a Ronin? Well, what are the odds of that happening?
I mean, he's been
right
working
now
on like production sets and stuff, and he was like, oh yeah, I bought one a couple years ago because I thought, you know, I never know when I might need it.
Yeah.
Cool. Well,
huh?
Yeah. I guess he didn't know he might need it.
So there was like this nice little, like, it felt like a little wink, you know, from the universe. Like, don't worry, we got you.
The film gods.
We got you. And then, you know, as that was happening, Jeff's like head boop, comically pops into frame. Still don't believe me, huh? All right. And he's gone. Fuck. All right, Jeff. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm starting to see that a little bit. You know, I'm starting to see it a little bit.
You're coming around a little bit?
I'm noticing it more. So when you know, when you just, as you said, like, it's just so weird how it all worked out. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was supposed to, you know? And I don't know, maybe. Or maybe not. Maybe, what the hell do I know?
Maybe, you know, we're all just like spinning through space. And
oh, I definitely lean, you know, towards that.
Things didn't happen the way they did. It would just happen another way.
Yeah.
That's.
Oh, yeah. The general unromantic chaos of our meaningless existence.
When we die, we just, you know, it's black.
It's just dark.
We just
Yeah, you get up and you go to work every day. And
and
then you die and slowly fade into obscurity.
Yeah.
Forever. You know.
Nobody matters eventually. Even the most famous
not even
people
that
in
long.
Time. Like,
it's not even that long.
Yeah.
Nothing is eternal.
Except for Hard On Podcast, which is on the push to 200 episodes and will last forever.
I think we're going to make it, buddy.
To 200?
No, forever.
Oh, yeah. No, this will last forever.
Yeah, we're going to be like
talking about this for years.
Be like the Commodores.
For a millennia.
Yeah. At least for the next couple of months or so, I think.
Give or take.
I don't know. Who knows? One of these days, I could just be like, you know what, Sean? How do you think this is all going to end? One of us will die. It'll be me. I'll die. But
do you think that's just how... I've thought about that.
Have like, you?
In a way.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I had this thought, like, in true Hard On fashion, we hit a button right before we're about to wrap up. Like, as a kid, I liked video games. This is just an example. And I thought the day would come when I'd stopped playing, when I would stop playing video games, because video games were for kids. They weren't marketed to adults in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
You know, in the 80s and 90s, it was just like video games, kids play video games, and then you grow up. But that never happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, for other things that I do in my life, like, when does that stop? Do we stop making movies at some point? Do we go like, ah, we're done?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do we stop? Do I stop, like, auditioning for plays and shit or trying to do that? Do we stop doing this podcast? We're like, eh.
I think that those things happen in big crisis moments. I've definitely had a few moments where I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? What is the point in all uh-huh. this? But then you always come around. You know, but I think when people really, I don't know. I don't think so. I think I will always do this kind of shit, you know, as long as I'm able to.
But it's just funny. Like how many, I think it's being on that frontier of it, because, you know, there's no example ahead of us. Like, yeah, there are old dudes with podcasts, but they're not like old guys that started podcasting when they were younger and just continued into it. Like Alan Alda has a podcast, yeah. But it's like. Well, yeah, because he's fucking Alan Alda. You know what I mean? Like,
that's why it's weird when there's a handful of podcasts. I mean, maybe not even a handful, maybe just a couple that I listen to
right.
that stopped doing it, and they've had a final episode, and it's so weird for me, like how jarring that is. Like, what do you mean you're done? You're done? It's over? Like the show's done?
Right.
And I'm talking about narrative ones or true crime
ones.
Yeah,
that's different. That's like hey, we finished our season. Like, it's just. But yeah, just like, but something like this where it's just like, well.
Yeah, we're done. We don't have anything else to say or whatever. Or, you know, life's going in different directions. And they
that
shut
always
it
blows
down.
My mind. There's people like, wow. But why'd you feel the way? Why'd you feel the need to even, if you wanted to stop, why'd you even record the last one?
I don't know. The audience, I guess, right?
Well, then don't you kind of have a reason to keep doing it?
Yeah, I mean,
you
have to have a reason bigger than the audience.
I mean, yeah, of course, and then you have to clearly have like a voice that you want to use or like an opinion that you have. Like you have to. You can't just do it for the sake of like, hey, people listen to me.
Yeah, and I get it for some of these podcasts that take a lot of time. Like I can imagine saying like, hey, I have a family. You know, if we were producing right. this show in a way that.
We had a production meeting.
We were writing, you know, and doing all this shit. I could say like, okay, look, we have to figure out a way to make this better because there's not enough time to do all of these things plus all of these things. And, you know, like I can imagine burning out on that. But I've heard podcasts end that are literally just two guys bullshitting like this. And then you're like, so you're
just done.
You're done. Your hour a week commitment is too much for.
Right. This literally takes an hour of,
yeah.
I would say 2 hours a week because I post it and I like create a little thumbnail for it and upload. And 2 hours is a stretch, more like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
This takes an hour and a half of my week and an hour of it is sitting here talking to you.
Yeah.
why would I stop doing
that? I don't know. The question that question can be answered by all the people screaming into their devices right now with all the litany of
I think anybody who listens to us now is just they're like a completionist and they have to. They feel like
how does it end?
They're required. Like they're like, well, I fucking made it this far. I have to listen to every single episode they do.
Yeah.
So that's thanks everyone out there who has that mental disorder where you just feel the need to complete everything.
Well, maybe next week will be different. Maybe next week will be the week that I don't feel like I'm descending into curmudgeonhood and maybe next week, like you'll be, I don't know, like full of pep and fucking vim and vigor and excitement. And like, maybe this is the turning point. So every week it's like a cliffhanger. Like I have to keep listening cause I feel like they're almost
right.
there.
Oh, they're so close.
They're almost
they're
there.
So close. Every once in a while they do something. They show glimmers of fucking moments that are like, oh, that's what it should be.
And next week's just going to be like a chuckle fest from beginning to end. And they're not going to talk about the perils of social media or kids they don't understand.
Fucking
or
goddamn kids.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. But, you know, probably not. But I mean, let hope, you know, cling on to the hope, I guess, because that's what's keeping you.
Hope springs eternal. Yeah. Is that the expression?
That is the expression.
Yeah.
but not for Hard On Podcast listeners.
No.
This is it.
It's buried alive.
Buried where it falls. Bury him where he falls.
Hey, you want to do the thing?
Yas, queen.
Whoa. Sean, when you listen back to this to put it all together, to write the episode description, don't forget to call the episode Girl on Grill.
Yes.
Just a reminder for you.
Future Sean.
Because you're going to cut to the end. I am Sean Barnes. I'm at SeanBarnes32 on Twitter and the gram, the Instagram. You can find Hard On Podcast on Twitter at Hard On Pod, Facebook.com/Hard On Podcast, and where all fine podcasts are downloaded. Jay, are you still on the Twitter? I know you are. I know damn well you are. Every week you say you're done, and then I see you tweet something.
I tweeted something last week, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I don't remember what it was, but...
Well, you're at T-Mouth either way.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and I'm on the Instagrizzle occasionally, very occasionally.
You posted on Instagram today.
I did.
Man.
I did.
Can you A guy who insists every week that he's done.
I can't.
With social media.
I can't walk away from it. Its draw is like a tractor beam. It's a siren song.
Suck me right in.
Suck me right off.
Yeah. It's a line from Dumb and Dumber.
Is it?
Yeah. Tractor beam. Suck you right in.
Terrific.
Yeah. HardOnPodcast.com. You can find every episode of this bitch. And then check out OtherOneMovie.com and TrenchMouthProductions.com and MiddletownMovie.com.
Yeah. All those dot coms.
All those dot com. Go to Amazon Prime to watch Death Before Discomfort.
Yeah.
Leave
a rating.
Stay tuned for more information on the upcoming Middletown.
Yes.
Yes. Jay.
Yes. Yes. Jay.
Yes. Was it good for you?
Just the butthole stuff.
I was hoping you'd say yes.